The kidnappings of four Egyptian workers and an Italian journalist are the latest abductions in Iraq. The State Department says as many as five American civilians could be hostages there, though it won't name them. The U.S. government's policy is not to negotiate with hostage takers or draw attention to them. That leaves the families of those who are held captive or missing with a choice, as NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
For the family of an American hostage or possible hostage in Iraq, the choice is this. Do you keep a low profile and hope for the best, or do you do everything you can to keep your loved one's name in the news? That's the road taken by the family of American hostage Roy Hallams. Hallams is 56. He was kidnapped November 1st from his office in Baghdad, along with a colleague from the Philippines. They were working for a Saudi company that does catering for the Iraqi army. Four others kidnapped along with them have been released. Last month, a videotape surfaced of Hallams appealing for help with a rifle pointed at his head. The Hallams family has been on the Today Show and Geraldo. They've written to President Bush and enlisted the help of Jesse Jackson. They've even left the kidnappers their phone number on Al Jazeera.
I personally felt like, I didn't want him to be the forgotten hostage.
Susan Hallam said she and her daughters debated and decided to go public 6 weeks after her former husband was kidnapped.
He asked for his family's help, so that's the only way I feel like I can help him, by getting the word out and trying to get our government to do more, and also have the people in our, in America think of him and remember him.
It's a different road than the one taken by the family of Dean Sadek. He's an American citizen born in Lebanon. Sadek had been working as a contractor at Baghdad's airport. He stayed on in Iraq after he had left that job last June. It's not clear what he was doing in Iraq when he was kidnapped. Last November, Al Jazeera aired a videotape showing Sadek as a hostage. NBC aired a second video clip of him in captivity last month. In this one, he addressed the camera.
I ask Americans of the Arabic origin to be careful to come to Iraq in case they get captured.
In a brief telephone interview, Sadek's wife, Soad, said she doesn't know what is happening and why it is taking so long for her husband to come home. She declined to speak on tape. Julia Roy is Dean Sadek's first wife.
I'm sure he's scared to death.
She met him at a restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina, where they both worked in the early 1970s. He'd come to the States from Lebanon and was making his way through college in engineering. They were married for 7 years.
He was always so excited to be in the United States, and he just always talked about how much he loved the United States and how lucky everybody is that lives here and how people here should really appreciate being here.
In the video clip, Sadek says he loves his family and he hopes he will be home soon. Other U.S. citizens who are missing and have not been accounted for include Kirk Von Ackerman. He's a contractor for the U.S. Army who disappeared October 9, 2003. The Army says it's actively investigating. Aban Elias, an Iraqi-American civil engineer. He was kidnapped in May 2004 near Fallujah. El Arabiya television showed a videotape of him blindfolded and asking for help. Timothy Bell, a driver for KBR, a subsidiary of Halliburton. He's the only civilian still unaccounted for from the April 9th ambush of a fuel convoy near Baghdad. William Dodge is a friend of the Bell family in Mobile, Alabama.
And the family they're just waiting, hoping and praying. And we are asking the country to do the same.
Dotch said, in the meantime, they all watch the news every day. Libby Lewis, NPR News.